The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the Papa Show, the Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for listening to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also do thank those who might be listening this radio show via Apple Podcast, as well as our podcast on thebestoftimesnews.com. We do thank AARP Louisiana neighbors, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about the upcoming 40th season of the fabulous Strand Theater, also celebrating their 100th anniversary. So stay to the show for some very interesting information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, July the 6th, and we are broadcasting this show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. I hope that everyone had a great 4th of July Independence Day celebration with family and friends. Be sure to pick up our July-August issue of The Best of Times at one of our 200 distribution locations beginning on July the 1st. We do thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy at one of our 270 distribution locations, you can always visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, we have over 8 years of the past issues of our magazine, and we appreciate all of those people who are reading some of our issues, past issues, and sending us emails and comments about some of those articles and information and photos. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. And as I mentioned, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers located in Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides them with links to read the current issue as well as our Silver Pages. In addition, it provides them with additional educational articles that are not found in our printed magazine. It provides them with discount coupons as well as the contents and, of course, news that they can use. Join the many thousands who are receiving this newsletter via their email address. You can subscribe free of charge by visiting our website, thebestoftimesnews.com. Just simply give us your email address and you'll start receiving this newsletter each and every month in your email box. Great news, our friends at Ernest Early's continues to bring back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at highly discounted price, along with entertainment and free valet parking. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night Best of Times special to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show today is Ms. Jennifer Hill, the Executive Director, and Ms. Lisa Johnson, who is the President
of the board, yes.
President of the Strand Theater Board. So thank you for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you for having us. Always love coming in.
It's been a few years, haven't it?
It's been a bit. It seems like it anyway.
Time flies when you're having fun. But again, I congratulate both of you on having a – the prior season was remarkable. And I didn't hear any complaints, by the way, Lisa and Jennifer. I think everybody that attended those performances were wowed.
I was really pleased with it. But I'm more pleased with this one upcoming.
Well, that's important. You always got to be pleased – more pleased with the upcoming one. So – but again, people – I had one question, but we better answer this one really quickly. It's easy. So I had somebody that said, wait a second, it says 40th season, but 100th anniversary. What does that mean?
Well, that's the difference between the age of the building and the age of the organization that is currently our Performing Arts Center, because when we restored in the 70s and 80s, we reopened in 1984.
That's right.
Since the reopening, this will be our 40th season. But the building is, we are now in our 100th year.
That's remarkable in itself. And it was actually a theater. I mean, I grew up, I'm probably more old than both of y'all. I remember going to the movie theater there.
It was a movie theater when I was growing up, too, but originally it's built as a vaudeville house.
Oh, okay.
And a movie theater. They did both.
I wasn't that old. I wasn't that old, Jennifer, at least. But I remember going, my parents taking me downtown and dropping me off. And I think it was multiple movies that I saw. I mean, I don't think I was there for hours and hours watching several movies, whatever. But
I did. I think my mother dropped me off on her way to work and picked me up on the way out.
Yeah.
That we don't do that anymore.
No, we don't do that anymore. And I remember Dad would give me extra money if I was bored there. I could go to the Joy Theater. It was around the corner.
It was.
And I remember going with my friends. Let's go there. Might as well. You know, we got a few more hours to blow downtown. So we did. That was it. So I appreciate y'all coming on the show today to help promote your upcoming season. And I do want to congratulate you. You had a wonderful announcement. And now we're going to talk about the upcoming shows that hopefully more and more people become subscribers and become friends of the Strand, as well as they've done in many years. So, you know, I think I've done this for the past 24 years. You've been on the show. You or your predecessor.
Not me personally.
No.
But, but yes. But
your predecessors.
Since I've been there, sure. Yeah, every year. We're so grateful.
I can't remember his name now.
Danny,
that's mm-hmm. it. Yeah, he was very comical, just as you were. But he was very, very good. But that was a few years ago. It was back in 2001, whatever. That was many, many years ago, Lisa. So tell our listeners how you got involved with the Strand Theater. I think it's important. And you're not the Lisa Johnson people might want to think of that's in charge of the Bossier Chamber Commerce.
Right. No, I'm not that Lisa Johnson. I guess I'm the other Lisa Johnson. But I moved to Shreveport in the late 80s, actually, and went to Centenary College. And moved from South Louisiana, Southeast Louisiana, a little town called Franklinton, Louisiana. I stayed here after I graduated there and was in public accounting and was asked to be part of the board in 2009. So Danny was actually the executive director then. So I'm about 15 years on the board.
Wow, that's awesome.
But was the treasurer for 9 years. Just started, I guess, last year. This is my second year as president. So.
Okay, so you passed on the treasury item to some other CPA.
I did, which, you know, was great. I still am involved in the numbers, but...
Of course, presidents always are. Presidents always are.
But that's how, and I love being on the board. I love working with Jennifer. It's just a great organization, and it's exciting, and I love the building. It's just a passion.
And you have a very active board. I've known quite a few of your board members for many years, and that's important when you have a nonprofit, have active board members that are interested in as well as want it move and want it to progress and et cetera. It's very critical.
Yes, we have a great board. We've got a lot of new members on the board, younger members, and then we have some that have been on the board, oh goodness, over 20 years.
For quite a while, sure. And I know that raises the hair on some people's
right.
back of their necks. But for me, they have such history, and there's so many moving parts in the Strand that those people are invaluable.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I want to say is I want to compliment you. I love it, and I think the patrons that attend love your volunteers, your ushers. They treat people like queens and kings when they come down, Jennifer and Lisa. I mean, I hear that from some of the people that we bring as guests, or I chat with them and say, this is your first time here. I says, God, those people are just so wonderful. They escorted us to our seats. You know, we go to many theaters that they don't do that. You know,
and part of their training, you know, we explain to them that they are the face of the Strand. And in many cases, that's the first face that people see that's, you know, official with the Strand. And so we try and make sure they have all the information they need to help answer questions and so forth, and instill in them the same love that we have. And they must, because they're volunteers. That is a lot of work for volunteers.
It is a lot of work.
And we have them, they range anywhere from, we have a couple people that were there, you know, in 1984 when we opened and have worked with us for going on 40 years now.
Whoa,
all the way down to, we have a young man that will be a sophomore in high school.
Oh, cool. That is awesome. No, again, that's right. They're the first face. You know, they might visit the ticket people, but and the checking out the tickets at the door. But they're going to also get involved with more of those ushers when they get seated, et cetera. So the hospitality, when you have somebody there, whether they're new patrons, they've been around for 40 years, but it's still I think it's critical. I mean,
and we do have trainings usually in August and September. So if any of your listeners are interested in coming and joining our Strand family, we would love to have them. All they have to do is call the office and leave us their name and number, and we'll get in touch with them when the trainings come up. You have to attend at least one training. Yep. Just so that you understand, because like I said, there are a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things to know.
And the phone number is 226-1481?
That is correct.
226-1481, especially if you want to become a volunteer usher. They're remarkable. You're going to learn a lot about the theater and the backstage, and you get to...
It becomes yours. Just like when they were doing the construction in the 70s and 80s, you know, when it said the Strand is grand, and they invited everybody in with their rakes and mops and brooms and rubber gloves to come clean the place out before they could start construction. And it felt like it belonged to all of us, and that's what I'm trying to instill in everyone as well.
So in discussing with our friends with the Shreveport Little Theater, which is similar, I've asked her the similar question, is how each and every year do you come up with the shows for the Strand? I think it's important. Our listeners out there want to be educated. They just think is it just given to us, or do we have a choice, or whatever?
We have some choice in the matter, certainly. I have a budget, of course, that what I can spend on it, and that's approved by the board to start with. And then starting about August, I start getting phone calls from our booking agents, and they say, we think this show, and I'm going to talk about Broadway specifically.
Yeah.
So this show are going to go out this year. Do you have interest?
Oh.
And depending, they start gauging the interest. And so depending on who says, yes, I would love to have that show, or if everybody says, I've been there, done that, then maybe that show won't tour that year. But as we get closer to the end of the calendar year and into January, which is when we all go to New York for the booking conference, and that's when it starts to get really serious. And so we start talking about numbers and prices and what we look at the writers to see what has to happen backstage to make sure that we are big enough for the show, if they can do a one-night stop, all of those things. So it's everything comes into it, and when you start looking at headliners, which is more of what we're doing this year, we usually kind of know that they tour most of the time. And so it's a matter of getting on their route.
Oh, yeah.
So the bus can only drive so far overnight by, you know, law. I think the drivers can only drive so many hours, and then they have to rest. So they can't just drive through the night and drive through the day to get somewhere. And, it's much more expensive to do it that way, too. So we try and get it routed, and that brings the price down some, too. And then we try and find something that... for it to create a season that fits everybody's interests. So we have some shows that are good for families, some that are good for adults, some that are good for the older folks, some that are good for the younger folks. It's hard to find something that everybody loves.
Well, and the other question I've had from listeners is you have to either hire locally workers to build the sets that they bring on their 18-wheelers, et cetera, or do they bring their own people?
Both.
Wow.
Both. So they have a limited crew that travels with the show because they know what. And so they're sort of the bosses over our crew locally. Okay. So we have stagehands that are professionals. They know what they're doing. They're not volunteers or people learning. This is something I found out recently. As far as insurance goes, theater is second most dangerous.
Wow.
Just under construction, because it is a construction site all the time.
And everything has to be put in the right place.
Exactly.
And tighten
and
tighten.
Things are heavy and they're hanging overhead. And yeah. So, yes, it's a combination of the two.
And some of them last year are pretty elaborate sets. Wow.
They sure are. And they're large.
And the other thing is, which I don't think a lot of my listeners understand, a lot of them, they have, after we leave at 10 or 10:30, they have to shut it down, right? Take it apart.
When you're a one day, which Shreveport is, we're sort of a medium sized city, and we do one night. So yes, they come in early in the morning and build the sets and put it all together, do the sound check, do the show, and then load it out. So it's a very, very long day for my staff.
Wow. So everybody be appreciative of that. You know, you'll be going home to go to sleep. They'll be up and around at 3 o'clock in the morning, right, Lisa?
Right. Luckily, I have not been able to be there at 3 a.m, but there are plenty of people that are there.
That's part of why it's expensive. You don't think about the back end costs, but that's part of it because it's hours and hours and hours.
The other question I think a lot of listeners don't understand is the Strand Theater is a nonprofit organization, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So you seek donations from individuals, companies, organizations, et cetera.
Right. We can't support the cost of the building with just the ticket sales. A lot of times we don't even break even on the ticket sales because the shows are expensive. But we take donations. We love our donors. Donors are very passionate about our theater. And yes, we have a Friends of the Strand campaign. Sometimes we'll have a capital campaign. But Friends of the Strand is very important to us.
And the important thing I hear, have we done it yet, or we will be doing, elevator is going to be replaced?
Ooh, we finished our last dance recital about 10 days ago.
Yeah.
So the building's going to be dark for the summer while we replace the elevator.
Wow.
So in order to be ADA compliant, because there are no restrooms on the ground floor at the Strand, we have to have an elevator. So we can't have shows during this construction period. But yes, we're getting a new elevator. And the best part of all is that it is 100% already paid for.
Awesome. Yeah. But I will tell you what impressed some of my people that when I was there, some of the performances, you had somebody in the elevator. You had an usher occasionally that were in the elevator. I was so impressed.
You know what's really funny about that? They were not happy about that idea at first because we had someone in this entire season. And then they found out this is the greatest gig ever. They just sit in the elevator and push the buttons.
But they were talking with everybody. I love them. One of them was Marcia. I mean, it was really cool. I said, this reminds me of the days when I used to work at Texas Eastern. I don't know if you remember Texas Eastern Gas Pipeline Company, that's where I work, and they had elevator operators. We had like six elevators, and we had elevator operators. They would know everything about you. I mean, it was like they would quiz you going. I was on the 13th floor, so sometimes we stop at every floor, so they would quiz you and ask you, you know, who you dating, what did you go out to dinner, and all that. It was remarkable, the storytelling of that elevator operator. And so that brought me back memories when I said that. Tina says, is everything okay? You know, and she said, oh, I'm just here to help you in case you need help.
And you know what? Better yet, even, is once we replace the elevator, assuming everything stays according to budget, we also have the funding to replace all of the stage lighting with LED lighting.
Whoa.
That is a huge, huge thing for us. And then, assuming that all stays within budget, we have, again, 100% funded to do a new dimmer rack, which is what the 8 scadzillion volts of electricity run through to run all that stage lighting. Currently, that is in the deepest, darkest, dankest parts of the basement where it floods. It's really scary and incredibly stupid that they put it down there. So we're going to move that bad boy. It's much smaller and will not require as much electricity because they're LED lights now. So, so many improvements going on. We already have new spotlights. And they came over from Europe somewhere, but they're in place and ready to go for the new season. So we're making
a lot of innovations.
Taking this centennial year and making a lot of improvements, and I'm very excited about.
Well, it's good to have all these changes during the centennial year, man. The baby, the grain is getting grander, right?
That's the plan.
That's the plan. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today, our special guest is Ms. Jennifer Hill, the Executive Director, and Ms. Lisa Johnson, the President of the Strand Theater Board of Directors, and to discuss their upcoming 2024-2025 season, which is the 40th season of the Strand Theater, but they're also celebrating their 100th anniversary of the Strand Theater. So thank you, ladies, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thank you.
So first of all, let's talk to people. I'm really getting a little tongue-tied here, that they can get discounted tickets before we talk about tickets if they do become Friends of the Strand, right?
Correct. If they donate $250 or more, they can get discounted tickets in different tiers. If you buy, I believe it's 1 to 2 shows, you get... Help me, Jennifer.
I know.
10% discount. Actually, all the information is on the Strand website.
That's okay.
But
there is a definite benefit. You're helping the Strand, but you're also going to get some little perk back.
You get some perks. And then each level that you donate, we have different perks. And then ultimately, the highest perk would be the chandelier level.
Chandelier room, yeah. I think that's probably the most popular.
And that's a $1,500 donation and up, and you get access to our chandelier room where we have this gorgeous chandelier that was donated years and years ago that we discovered. And it's Waterford, right?
It's a Waterford crystal, yeah. Sissy Levine donated it years ago, people that knew Sissy. She's since passed. It's like exclusive green room hospitality is what I call it. You know, we have little nibbles and a little something for you to drink. And the best part about it for me is it allows me to shake hands with the people who support the Strand at the highest level.
True.
So it allows me to stop and talk to them and tell them all the little tidbits about the show that they might not know just if it were out amongst all the 1,500 other people that are downstairs.
Give them a little lanyard. Give them a little extra as well. For more information, again, as Lisa mentioned, visit their website, thestrandtheater.com, or call their offices at 318-226-1481. So our first season, the 40th season first performance, will be on Friday, September the 20th of 2024. And what's the show?
Knockwood, Gary, that the elevator's done. This is my biggest nightmare. Because everybody tells me they're so slow, they're never on schedule. So they have to be on schedule. I've told them this. Yes, Friday, September 20th, and we're opening with Leanne Rimes.
Yay.
So excited about this. Tickets are on sale now to Friends and will be until July 22nd when they'll open up for general sale.
And she is internationally known, of course.
She has two Grammy Awards, I believe, and she was the youngest. Is that Lisa and I were talking earlier?
Yeah, she was the youngest recipient of Best New Artist, and that was in 1996, and no one has topped that, or I guess been below that. She's been the youngest since then to ever win a Grammy.
Whoa.
But she's a wonderful singer and also very involved socially. She also released an album in 2022 called God's Work. So we're really excited about having her here.
And you know what I keep hearing is from people now that artists like this, they're not making any money off cutting an album anymore. You know, back in our day, Gary, you'd sell an album and you'd make a ton of money. But they're making their money now off of touring. So if you're not getting out there and buying a ticket, you know, not only does that support the Strand, that's the most fun way to support the Strand, but it's supporting the artists as well.
I just noticed that she was performance on Fox's Masked Singer. I don't watch that show, but she won it, right?
I saw that. I had not. I don't watch that show either, but I've heard of it. That was pretty exciting.
She has a lot of things on her acclimate. So
she has a lot of 12 Billboard Music Awards, 2 World Music Awards, 3 Academy of Country Music Awards, 2 Country Music Association Awards. So it just goes on and on and on. She's phenomenal.
Has she ever been to Shreveport?
She's not been to the Strand, and I don't recall her having been to the Shreveport, not any time recently anyway.
Yeah, well, so that'd be a good opportunity.
So I think this is why I napped her, because I think it's kind of a first.
Okay, that's going to be awesome. So, again, that will take place on September the 20th, 2024. That's 7:30 or 8, I don't have the times in front of me, 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
7:30
performance at the fabulous Strand Theater. Get your tickets early. You can go online and order them right now, correct?
You can, and you can get more information online. That all of the information should be up. The tickets are not open yet for general sale. So you'd have to call the office and become a friend of the Strand first in order to order tickets. But you can get all the information on the shows.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest perks, too, is that if you do donate, you can buy tickets early. Even if you just buy one ticket, you can buy it early if you become a Friends of the Strand and donate $50 and up.
That's a good, another good perk. We're talking about lots of perks here.
Right, right.
I love these extra perks. I know our listeners out there. So we want to encourage, in prior years, Jennifer, I just want to encourage, because my listeners cover East Texas as well as Southwest Arkansas and now via the internet throughout the world. But those people, I've attended many of the performances, and Gary talks to anybody. Tina sometimes worried about that. But I ask them where they're from and how do you, and they say, oh, we're from Marshall, or we're from Texarkana, or we're from El Dorado. And had some people from Little Rock that actually came down here for one of the performances.
We have a pretty good draw, which is super nice.
Yeah.
It depends on the show. And I think for an artist like Leanne Rimes, we will have a pretty good draw, especially from East Texas.
That's awesome. Okay, we hope. So we encourage everyone that might be listening to share with your family and friends and go to their website to learn more about the Strand Theater and all their performances. But we can encourage. The other thing we want to encourage, which we have done, and I know many of my friends have done when you had Jody on here, is these are great Christmas stocking stuffers.
Right.
I mean, tickets, and I know many people have surprised their grandparents, their parents, and others with tickets to.
It's pretty fantastic. Or you can buy tickets, or you can buy a gift certificate and let them choose their own tickets.
Oh, that's even cooler.
The other exciting thing that we haven't done before at least lately we haven't done, is we have student tickets to this show. So that's exciting. So the different levels, you know, depending on where you sit, but we also have student tickets available that are $30.
That
would be a great gift.
That would be a great gift for students as well, giving them an opportunity to go to someplace and really enjoy some live entertainment that you might not see here you here are going to see here, but maybe you have to go to New York, Chicago, or Houston, or those big cities to see that, as we've talked before. So, again, continuing the shows, on October the 12th, the Indigo Girls.
I'm very excited about this. We had to track them down and kind of fight for it. But it came through. I think this will sell really well. They are originally out of Atlanta, so not very far. And they've got several albums out. I'm trying to remember now. But a 35-year career that began in their native Atlanta, Georgia. But they're a multi-Grammy winning duo. Here it is. They have 16 studio albums. They've sold over 15 million records. And coming to Shreveport, to the Strand.
That is really good.
I'm really excited, too. Yeah. They became really popular when I was in college in the late 80s, early 90s. And I think it's really going to draw a big crowd.
And I don't think they've been here either, because I would have paid attention. I would have perked up to the Indigo Girls. So.
Well, that's going to be another good sellout performance. We hope more and more people. Again, ticket ranges all the way from $95 to $67, and I'm sure there's possibly some other student tickets available.
Yeah, that one is not. The top ticket is $75.
Okay.
So it's not $95. Leanne Rimes, I think, $95. So $75, $65. 49 and 30 are the different levels of those tickets.
Sorry about that.
No.
My notes had that in there. Okay, so again, that will take place, the Indigo Girls, on Saturday. It's a Saturday performance at 7:30 on October the 12th, 2024. Is that right, 7:30 or 8 o'clock?
That's 7:30.
7:30, again, performance.
We try and do 7:30 shows now just because people kind of asked for it. 8 o'clock, starting a show at 8 o'clock seems a little bit late. I know everybody used to do 8 o'clock shows, but apparently not anymore. And then if it's a weeknight, we really try and do 7 o'clock shows, or if it's a family-oriented show.
Okay. And it gives the opportunity for people to go out to dinner and look in the area and hopefully have enough time to a few more minutes to make it to the Strand by the 7:30 time that the show begins. So, again, you're going to be having this again, which I think I've attended this particular one, a Christmas Carol. That will take place on Sunday, December the 8th, 2024. And that will be at 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. That's your outlier. We're having a matinee. Yes, we have had a Christmas Carol several times.
I love it.
But it is hugely popular. And they've just become friends. You know, they know our theater. They're easy to work with. The show is phenomenal. The first time they came in, Brandy, who's our technical director, and I almost had a heart attack because they came in a box truck, which is not much. And we thought, what's about to happen?
Uh-oh.
This is going to be terrible. And it's phenomenal because a lot of it's done with projection.
Okay.
And everything just fits in this little truck, which makes it less expensive for them to tour as well. And so we were so incredibly pleased to see what they managed to put together out of this box truck. Was fantastic.
I also read where they are doing a new adaptation in 2024. So if you've been before, it's going to be a little bit different. They talk about the gorgeous costumes, the stunning sets. They're going to have puppetry, first-class professional actors. So it's going to be a little bit newer and dazzling is the description they gave
us. A little bit more enhancement of prior years. I don't think we did it last year. Probably did it 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's been, we do it about every second or third year because it is so popular.
Okay. So in continuing shows, we have on December the 15th, just a few,
it's 1 week later.
Okay, we'll have Ben Folds, right?
Ben Folds.
Tell us about him.
Wow, I am so impressed with this guy. I really like his music. I was not as familiar with him as with some of the other artists we have, but I was encouraged by several of our newer, younger board members to grab him grab him, it's going to work. And then in talking with some other people that run theaters around the country, they said, oh, this is such a good show. You're going to love it. You're going to love him. He's easy to work with. He's wonderful. And what he's doing, which I'm fascinated by, it's called the Paper Airplane Tour. So people come in and write down their whatever they want to hear him play. And I assume not just randomly, but when he tells you to, fly those airplanes onto the stage. And then he chooses what he's going to play.
He picks up an airplane.
From
that
people's
is really
requests.
A great
and
idea.
He's a piano player,
yes.
By the way, if people have not heard of him. And you can actually Google him and listen to some of his music online on YouTube. And he's phenomenal.
And he's from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, right?
So we've got him to appeal to our somewhat younger strand goers.
Oh, good. And so he's going to be on Sunday, December 15th, again at 2 p.m., correct?
That's not at 2, at 7.
Okay, so this will be a different Sunday non-matinee at 7:30.
Correct, that'll be at 7 o'clock. And he does ask that on top of the ticket price, there's a $1 fee that goes toward his charity, which is in Winston-Salem. It's called Keys for Kids. So he does request that, which is great, and that was easy enough for us to provide for him.
Yeah, that organization provides free or affordable piano lessons to school-age kids. So it's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. Okay. So, again, Ben Foles will be on Sunday, December the 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Strand Theater. And moving on, we have our Black Jacket Symphony presenting Led Zeppelin the 4th on Saturday, April the 5th of 2025 at 7:30, I take it, right?
Yes, that's correct. We've had Black Jacket Symphony several times. All right. I know we did. The first one during my tenure was Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. And I was so impressed with them. So they do, the first half of the show is, if you remember albums, it's the album just as you would have played it, the vinyl, just as you would have played it, A side and B side, and then the second half is just greatest hits of whatever.
Okay.
So you choose, they have about 40 different albums that they do, and you get to choose which one you want to do. 2 years ago, I think we did Dark Side of the Moon.
It is.
Hugely, hugely popular. I had seen it in Houston several years ago and said, this is phenomenal. I have to have it. And then when he told me they were doing Led Zeppelin 4, which is the Stairway to Heaven album.
Yes.
For those people who are not the same age I am. but you'll know it when you hear it.
Yes.
And That appeals to our rockers,
All right.
So we've got something for them as well. And I'm just always so impressed with Black Jacket Symphony. Again, these people are wonderful. They're so easy to work with, and they do such a great job. Oh, we did Michael Jackson's Thriller 1 year.
Yeah, I remember that. That was
so much fun.
That was remarkable. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Denton Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Denton Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today are two special guests, is Ms. Jennifer Hill, the Executive Director of the Strand Theater, and Ms. Lisa Johnson, the President of the Board of Directors of the Strand Theater, discussing their upcoming 2024-2025 season shows, their 40th season. So again, I hope you've enjoyed their discussion about the upcoming shows. Before we get in, are we going to be doing something special at the Strand Theater for the 100th anniversary? Are we planning on something?
We're planning on celebrating all year.
All year.
We're going to start. We've started with announcing the season.
Right.
And then we're planning on having birthday cake at every show.
Oh,
so
cool
if you come
idea.
Back, if you come in, come when you leave, go back out the front doors because there will be a birthday cake
awesome.
There. And we're working with Channel 3 on some things.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
It happens.
I forgot to silent my own phone on my own radio show. That's the first time it's happened in 24 years. Can't win them all. Everybody wants me. It's been really popular. So we're doing that little bit of things every show. That's really
every
cool.
Every show.
We're hoping
to have some kind of an art exhibit at Art Space. Hopefully that'll fall into place. We are going to finish out the year, which will be just right closer to the actual 100th birthday of the opening. So 100 years ago, right now, we were under construction.
Okay.
But 100 years from the opening, which will be July 3rd, 2025, we're going to have a black and blue type ball. I'm not sure that's what we're going to call it, but it's you can come in your black tie and your fancy dress, or you can come in your blue jeans. Nobody cares. And we're going to have
a celebration
that's affordable enough to cover our expenses and make a little money for the Strand, but it's not going to be so outrageous that it feels very, you know, like everybody's not invited. We want
that's
everybody
great.
To come
awesome.
Because it's such a huge part of our community.
That is true. We'll look forward to getting all the information on that, and we'll share with all of our readers and radio listeners and website visitors, et cetera, and our 73,000 email addresses that we have out there that really love us.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. Isn't that amazing? How many we hear? They respond to us all the time. Okay, so the last of the performances of the 40th season is the Addams Family, the musical comedy, on Wednesday, June the 25th, 2025 at 7:30, I take it?
7:30. Well, this is a Wednesday night, so it will be a 7 o'clock show.
7 o'clock show, okay. Again, Wednesday, June the 25th, 2025 at 7 p.m., the Addams Family musical comedy. So tell us about that. We don't, most of us know about it, but some might not.
And we have had it before, but it's been several years. It's such a phenomenal show. In fact, just this morning, Taylor, who works with us in the office, showed up with her original playbill from the original cast in New York. She saw it with Nathan Lane, and I don't remember who all else was in it, but all I saw was Nathan Lane, and I went, ah! So, yeah, that would have been amazing. But it's an incredibly good show. It's a big show, and we're very excited to have it back. And I know that it will. It's June. Everybody will be out of school. It'll be phenomenal.
It's really funny too. I've seen it. It's an amazing show, and yeah. I like that it's on Wednesday. That's kind of ironic, you know, because of Wednesday.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. That's
yes.
Fantastic. Yes, Wednesday.
And, you know, there was a.
Okay, we're gonna play that up.
Yeah.
That's good. The Wednesday. Yes.
Well, I just realized it, and then I started thinking about the Netflix show that they recently had. I think it was like the third most watched show on Netflix.
Yes.
It was called Wednesday, and it's all about the Addams Family and Wednesday
right.
Addams.
Right.
So I think it's become popular again, and so I think it's going to be really well attended and sell well. So everyone needs to go ahead and get their tickets.
And, again, this will take place, again, right in middle of June, June 25th of next year at 7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
7 p.m., so that's going to be a good opportunity for you to, during the summer months, to attend a great performance at the Strand Theater as well. So moving right along, I wanted to add to the comments, so we can go back some of these shows that maybe people missed it. The Leanne Rimes will be on September 20th. That's the first show. Indigo Girls will take place on Saturday, October 12th. And then we have The Christmas Carol on Sunday, December the 8th. And then we have Ben Folds, which is going to be 1 week later, on Sunday, December the 15th. And then we have the Black Jacket Symphony presenting Led Zeppelin on Saturday, April the 5th, and the Addams Family, the musical comedy, on Wednesday, June the 25th. So again, ladies, give our listeners why they should participate and become friends of the Strand and attend the performances.
Well, first of all, you want to become a friend of the Strand because you love the Strand.
Good.
Most importantly. But for right now, particularly because for this season, we have more headliners, which I'm very excited about. It's something that I really wanted to do for our centennial season, bring in a little more oomph, a little more star power. And that will allow you to get your tickets early, to get better seats than your neighbor, better seats than your friends. Everybody wants that before it goes on sale to the general public. One of the things I was going to comment about the dates, because we've talked about those two shows that are 1 week apart in December, Ben Folds and A Christmas Carol, that's not always my choice, the dates. So, they say we have this date or that date, maybe, and that may be my choice.
Oh.
I can choose a date in April or I can choose a date in February, and it depends on what else is around it. But for those two...
So they're driving through, and they're going to go to another stop, so they're
going
to stop here.
They just keep rolling, so you know, that's a choice that I have to make is, can we do those shows in that time period? But for these two particular, I think the audiences are very different.
Right.
There are certainly some people that are going to support the Strand and come to every show, and we love those people. But for the people that buy the single tickets, it's a different audience for every show. So I don't think it's going to make any difference that there are two shows 1 week apart.
So we encourage everyone to consider doing those for Christmas stocking stuffers, right?
Right.
Perfect.
And, either gift certificate or you can buy individual tickets to impress your grandparents or uncles or aunts or grandparents.
And always keep your eye on our website, too, because we do not only do we do Strand Presented shows, but we also have rentals that come in.
I noticed that. You've had a lot last year.
We've had a lot. So we have promoters that bring in a show, and we essentially rent them the building for the night and run the show. And most people really don't know the difference between a Strand Presented show and a rental show. But those change all the time. So that's not an announcement like we do with these, and this is your season. Right. Those change all the time. So we have ballets coming. We have comedians. We have, if you name it, and, if you can dream it, we can put it on the stage.
Good.
So
we want the Strand Theater to be utilized. That's really good. Extra lanyap revenue that's unexpected sometimes.
It is totally wonderful to get all – it brings in different audiences. We also do weddings and corporate parties and, anything that you feel like you might want to have at the Strand. If you want to do your bridal portraits down there, give us a call. We can make that stuff happen.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us today. It was very educational. Hopefully my listeners out there will learn more and more about the Strand Theater and participate this year. I know many have done so before. They always look forward to having you on my show so they can learn a little bit extra about the upcoming season, the 40th season. So, again, congratulations on the 40th season and congratulations on the 100th anniversary of our fantastic Strand Theater.
Thank you so much for
having us. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Last but not least, thestrandtheater.com is the website, and the phone number is?
318-226-1481.
Okay. Thank you again, y'all, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Remember to tell your friends to join us next Saturday on this radio show for information that can benefit them or their loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.